This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friday has found us again. It's the 19th of February, so we got about, one more week to go in this month. And it's been the month of, we've had these months. The months are the months. The days are the days. The weeks are the weeks. The moments are the moments. And so we celebrate each and every one of those moments, hopefully making things better in general. And specifically, Jennifer Horn here to make things better for you. Victoria Keelan as well. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen working together on National Caregiver Day, honoring individuals who are pretty selfless when you get right down to it, especially in this day and age. So we talk about who they are, different types of caregivers, not just limited to the people who work in the health sector. A lot of them are volunteers. The Providers Association for Home Health and Hospice Agencies, established the third Friday in February as National Caregivers Day about 5-6 years ago. They also provide resources that enable other people to extend gratitude to the caregivers in their lives. How many of us, maybe that's a good point to ask people, Jay, in terms of how they are acknowledging, if they are acknowledging, the people who are supposedly on the first line. I'm not even sure how to best describe the people that we have, the first ones to get the vaccine, the people who have worked around the clock, some of them, especially early on, March, April, May. I know I've told a story about the fellow that I have for he's a respiratory guy, and he was in charge of the unit at the Newton Wellesley Hospital here in suburban Boston that took care of all the patients that ended up in the ICU and on intensive care. And he was in there 7 o'clock in the morning to 7 o'clock at night, 7 days a week for 7 or 8 weeks, and then they went to alternate things. But those are the kind of people, I think. Aren't we talking about those people that were in homes? Maybe we'd refer to them better as unsung heroes. Yes? How does that sound? Maybe that's
sure. And also family members who then take on,
yeah,
you know, Jen's mom's doing it right now. My mom did it for the last 5 years of my grandfather's life. He lived, yep, with them. And, you know, and there's no pay in that. And it's a grueling, really emotionally challenging time. And hospice nurses are, to me, the most unsung heroes of all. They're the most incredible group of people. And they cared for my grandfather and my uncle. And they're just, I don't know, it's just a different, it's a cut above. They're just on,
yeah,
another level.
They look at things differently.
Yeah, they're just amazing.
Well, it's a tough job, and they know how to help people through it. And
well, there are just
amazing.
Those people.
Yeah. And the ones that that we've worked
like
with were incredibly spiritual, too. So there was, mm-hmm, an extra component of just, and I don't mean religious by any means, but just incredibly, yeah, intuitive, spiritual people. So yeah, they're a wonderful group.
All right, so we take our hat off to them. Looking around at some of the other things that are COVID-related, because that's the number one story this week on the talkers charts, the fact that only 1 in 3 troops have, that is people in service and people in uniform, have refused to get COVID vaccine surprises me. I would have thought it had been more than that, frankly, and I don't know why. But still, it's a huge number. 1/3 of troops just say, I don't want my shot. I don't want the shot. Vaccine isn't compulsory. They haven't made it that way. The Pentagon says if you want a shot, you can get a shot. The military, though, according to the new director at the Pentagon, got to do better to help them understand what getting a shot is all about, keeping in mind that I would guess the same number of troops as black or close to it. I'd say 1 out of 3, wouldn't you say? 1 out of 4 troops are black. And I think that's under the circumstances one of the things we I know that there's not an acceptance there, but the acceptance rate is higher than that of the general population, according to the company that your fiance works for, Jennifer Kaiser. They say it's 50%. I don't get that around here where I am, but it depends on where you are. What do you think it is Jennifer, where you are, what is it, does Jeff say anything about this? What's his experience with people?
About the acceptance rate of people wanting it?
Well, yeah, the general population, the people that would come into...
I think younger people are skeptical. Jeff had to try because, you know, the opportunity came up for healthcare workers to get it, and so he was trying to get his staff vaccinated, and I think, you know, probably half of them, roughly, were not interested in getting the vaccine, and so then he sent out a letter saying, look, this is your chance, you better do it, and probably 3 and 4 then ended up getting vaccinated. But I think the thing is that for young people, COVID isn't going to necessarily kill you. And so people are saying, why am I going to get the vaccine if this is something that I can fight off and make my own antibodies? I think it's become more of an age thing more than a race thing, actually. Mm-hmm. People thinking they don't need it, or maybe it's, you know, let someone else go first and see what else happens. I think there's just, you know, that distrust.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to get into the psychology of service members. I think that's a very good point, frankly. And so what comes into my mind, I can remember the big to-do when gay men and women were allowed to go into the service, and some of the old-timers would say, I don't want to be in a foxhole next to you. I don't want to depend on you, you know, for the reasons that they thought was obvious. So I'm wondering if that sort of thinking will go. Let's say we have to have men deployed to certain areas. They're still sent to Afghanistan. They're still sent to Iraq. They're liable to be sent to other places. So do you want to be, if you're in the service and you've had a vaccine shot, do you want to be next to somebody in a quote-unquote foxhole or a close situation in a tank or whatever? However,
well, if you've had the shot, it doesn't matter.
No, but if you haven't had the shot, do you want to be next to somebody? Yeah, I guess. So what you're saying is if you've had a shot, it doesn't make a difference whether you're next to somebody.
Yeah, that's right.
Yourself. You're protecting.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It doesn't protect other people. It just protects yourself.
No. I think that there's far less about probably more concern about the vaccine and stuff in the military. The military is pretty solid, and I think they'd answer yes, they want their brothers and their sisters next to them in the foxhole, whether they had a vaccine or not. You know, I think they would. I think it's definitely different than you know, than maybe someone who might be just walking at the mall.
Yeah, okay.
But, Doug, I'm interested. So you said that where you are, people don't want the vaccine? Because I've been trying to get you a vaccine.
No, other way around.
No, okay.
The other way around. People around here want it, but people in the Midwest, it seems, Mid-South, they don't want it. There are a lot of people in the down in the southern climes. Yeah, well, maybe it's because they're all frozen.
I also think that where you are, I think that if you're not in a state that was really hard hit, where you lost loved ones and friends, I think it's easier to say, I don't need it. It's like how I feel about the flu shot every year. I've never known anyone who's died from the flu, so to me, I'm like, whatever, I don't need it. Mm-hmm. But I know, unfortunately, several people who died from COVID, and the group of our, you know, our family and friends know it's like a spider web of people who have died in New York and New Jersey, so it's very much on the forefront of our minds to get the vaccine. But if you're somewhere where it just wasn't, you weren't hit that hard with COVID, I can understand why you wouldn't want to take in a sort of experimental thing.
A lot of it, too, for people who follow the news a lot. So I was all for the vaccine, the idea that we could all get back to normal, and if it took the vaccine, then great. But now that you're hearing the stories about how we're never going to get back to normal, and you hear my governor in California say we're never going to be at green again, and you hear Dr. Fauci saying we're going to have to wear 12 masks, and if you hear Joe Biden saying, well, maybe around Christmas, then people are less encouraged, because if the vaccine's not going to ever get us back to normal, then what's the point? I mean, the vaccine was set up to help get us back to our normal way of life, and now
I don't hear that.
The goalposts are moving.
I think it depends on who you talk to. Again, that's it. That's the interpretation of it. Ken Kronhaus, who's one of the doctors from DJV Health that's on this program all the time, said just the opposite. He thinks that at least what he sees in Florida, but he studies the data all around the country, all around the world, in fact, and says that we're well on our way to normalcy in the spring. So, you know, how do you know what...
If they let us. He lives in Florida where it's been normal and they haven't shut it down. I live in California where things have been shut down for a year.
But California is... You know, I'm going to California this weekend. Am I worried about what I'm going to find there? Nah. I mean, as a matter of fact, Ken said to me yesterday,
you're
living dangerously.
I live here. But, I live here. But, so I... Just, I I think it depends on where you live. In Florida, and that's why they're touting DeSantis now, after making fun of him and saying he should have shut down. California shut down, and our death rate is higher than Florida. Florida stayed open, and they came through it better. So that just, to me, means that nobody won. But the winning idea is that you shut the state down. It didn't help. It actually made things worse. And so I think there are
a lot of
people.
But they don't
want
to listen to that, because this thing has been made all political.
Right.
It's all politics all the time. Meanwhile, pregnant women apparently are higher at higher risk for COVID infection.
This is really bad news.
Yeah.
A lot of people really were hoping that the natural, you know, defense immune system that a woman has when she's pregnant would really, you know, fight COVID. And it turns out it's sort of the opposite, which is really unfortunate.
There's not much safety data on the COVID vaccine for pregnant women, but Pfizer has said that the start of its clinical trial to evaluate the vaccine in pregnant women is going on now. If you're a participant, you've got your first doses already. They'll enroll about 4,000 healthy pregnant women. So who wants to?
Who would
experiment?
Do this?
I was thinking about that too.
Who would be pregnant and want to volunteer for this? I understand volunteering for other things, but when you're pregnant, why? Why would you volunteer for this?
Unless they're paying a lot of money and people need the money. That's the only thing I can think of.
If like full ride scholarship.
They're doing this in lower income countries. They're going to start naturally. So I don't know. I think it's
I'd imagine people who have been through it. I mean, I think first time moms, things are very scary and things are new and you don't know what's going to happen. But for people that have spit out a few kids, they may actually want to contribute. I mean, I was reading the study about the pregnant women doing COVID, and there are people in this country who have volunteered to stand up and try to figure out how this works, because so many people don't know what the process is like. So I think maybe it depends.
It's a huge gamble.
But on how many kids you popped.
Bottom of the hour, we're going to talk about Texas and what the situation is there in the weather. It's coming up next here. Well, actually, what's coming up next is an overview of our social media here on the DJV program. First, a reminder about how you can protect yourself, whether you've had the vaccine or you haven't had the vaccine. This still makes a lot of sense. Not for now, but going forward, now that we have had all of these things come to our attention, a lot of the products that are around are going to make our lives better from now until the end of time, as long as this stuff is around. And the thing I'm talking about right now is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural sinus care system. Hydrates your nose. You use it 4 or 5 times during the course of the day, a little spray in both nostrils. After you've gotten the gunk out using the Navaj thing in the morning and at night, then you use this fabulous product that's all natural, works against the bacterial colonies, the viral things like SARS and COVID and that sort of thing to keep it, keep you from becoming affected by it. So you can learn about it by going to clear.com, X-L-E-A-R.com. I think I've told you enough here. Natural ingredients, very effective, moisturization, blocks bacteria and viruses, and just basically is a healthier, smart thing for you to do. Inside or outside, Clear is now the best thing. So, available at pretty much every place you go to buy, whether it's over-the-counter at your drugstore, grocery store, natural food store, or online at Amazon. Check it out. Clear, X-L-E-A-R.com.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the...
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's 23 after the hour now on the Friday, February 19th, DJV get-together with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. The online trend suggests that there's a focus on Kendall Jenner getting some heat. We'll find out what that's all about. And then what life is going to be like. We're asking you to tell us what you think is going to be the norm as we go forward here. And then, of course, there are thoughts on Ted Cruz. What a jerk. Anyway, although, wait a minute, that was my thought. Some of you may agree, some of you may disagree. I always thought he was a jerk, and not just now. I think he's always been. He's matured into being a jerk. We'll get to all that stuff in a minute. Hold on.
Introducing Clear. It's pronounced clear, but it's spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's a natural sinus care system that hydrates while it works against contaminants. Clear helps keep you healthy by assisting your immune system, washing out all that gunk that's in your airways. Clear contains xylitol, which is a natural ingredient found in a lot of fruits and vegetables. We've known this for over 2 decades. Recent research shows that xylitol also blocks viral adhesion. That's the SARS-CoV-2 virus. With Clear, you can enjoy the small moments no matter what the season. Clear also offers nasal sprays for children. Learn more about Clear by visiting clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. You can get it on Amazon or over the counter at your favorite drug or grocery store. It's natural, so all the natural retailers will carry Clear as well. Clear, X-L-E-A-R, clear.com.
All right, so Jay, Kendall Jenner, what's the cook here?
Okay, so she's being accused of cultural appropriation, but Twitter is blowing up.
What does that mean? What does cultural appropriation mean, please?
She is stealing different things from other cultures and, like, making it her own. Like, the Kardashians have been accused of cultural appropriation.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like for years.
Where did that phrase come from, though? Who came up? Is another politically correct?
No, it's
cultural
just
appropriation. Why just call it stealing? Whatever
correct.
It is. Yeah.
Okay, so every girl who goes to Coachella and wears Indian feathers and bindis and well, that's what cultural appropriation is.
Yeah, but who cares? I cannot believe
I think a lot of cultures who are stolen from actually care.
I don't think so. I think it's a bunch of white idiots who are sitting in their basement crying to their mothers every night. I mean, if you think that the biggest problem in the world is Kendall Jenner making a flipping tequila.
No one thinks
tequila.
That's the biggest problem in the world.
Yeah, so here's what the situation is. She's being called out for cultural appropriation, but people are coming back saying, no, this is a gender thing. People who are being upset for her starting a tequila, that's a gender double standard because nobody had any of this level of anger when Nick Jonas started a tequila brand, when Guy Fieri, when George Clooney, Michael Jordan, Justin Timberlake, Dwayne Johnson, country singer Toby Keith.
Yeah, this is an unfounded... This is an example of where cultural appropriation is not the right argument to make. This is absolutely gendered, and it's car-gendered. So it's the fact that she's from that family. I think that's the main reason she's a target. But yeah, this is ridiculous. No one... Everyone, lauds George Clooney because he sold Casamigos for $1 billion. Like, no one cared that he did it. So, yeah, I think this is ridiculous. But the cultural appropriation, that's a very real thing in other cases.
Just to play devil's advocate, then, if a black woman straightens her hair chemically, is she stealing my culture?
No, that's totally different. You know that.
How?
Because...
How is that different?
What?
It seems like the exact same thing. Who cares?
We make an argument for all that.
No,
all right, words and phrases. We have DJV socials examining words and phrases that annoy you, like y'all.
I feel like everything I say annoys you, Doug. I say you guys. I say y'all. I sometimes end sentences with a preposition.
Uh-oh. You're in big trouble.
Good grief.
Good heavens. We got on shaky ground. That's bad news. All right. Speaking of bad news, thoughts on Ted Cruz, you can share those with us at DJV Show, 28 after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Mini is driving forward with the realignment of its model range with a clear focus on drivetrain technology, vehicle segments, and services of the future. At the center of its realignment is the expansion of electromobility. Enhanced commitment in the crossover and premium compact segments and strengthening of the market position in China. Customers' needs and wishes have defined the development of the Mini model range over the past two decades. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Here's something really exciting. Ebons, E-B-A-N-S. You're going to hear me talking a lot, Victoria talking a lot, Jennifer talking a lot about Ebons Bakehouse because of the cookies and the bread. Exceptional baked goods and treats from Ebons Bakehouse flying off the shelves around the country. Now you can get yours directly by going to Ebons Bakehouse. EbonsBakehouse.com, where their specialty is making cookies. Victoria says, oh, well, you're not going to talk about the bread. You're going to talk about the cookies because that's what you like. Well, she's kind of right about that. But they use only the best products no matter what they're baking. Grass-fed butter from the Amish country, range-free chickens, gluten-free, no worries, taste fabulous. Get them for all of your friends and family. EbonsBakehouse.com. When you're checking out, make sure you use the...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pratt.
The massive electric power outage in Texas brought on by extreme winter weather has started a blame game, with elected officials pointing the finger at renewable energy resources and green energy policies. Renewables only supply about 20% of Texas electricity. Power has been restored to nearly 2 million homes across Texas. There continues to be approximately 325,000 Texas homes without power Friday morning. Senator Ted Cruz, a Republican from Texas, defended taking a family vacation to Cancun, Mexico, after critics accused him of abandoning his constituents at the height of a catastrophic winter.
Whether the decision to go was tone deaf, look, it was obviously a mistake, and in hindsight, I wouldn't have done it. I was trying to be a dad.
Mr. Cruz is a senator and not a first responder, and all issues regarding the state are being handled by the governor. Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
What's in store this week at Staples?
Everything you need for a totally productive workspace.
Staples has the technology, supplies, and furniture you need to upgrade your workspace at amazing prices.
Like right now, select chairs are 40% off.
Plus, when you buy any office chair, get 25% off all desks, file cabinets, chair mats, bookcases, and lighting purchases.
Shop in store or pick up curbside.
Upgrade your workspace and save at Staples. See staplesconnect.com for details.
Ends 2/27/21. In store only while supplies last. Curbside available at most stores.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move, with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
One country is fighting period poverty. USA Radio News' Wendy King has more.
New Zealand will be providing free access to menstrual products in schools beginning in June, according to government officials. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced the program will provide education and products to all women in all schools. The program is aimed at combating period poverty, a term described in situations where people who need products are unable to afford them. Last year, Scotland became the first country to provide free access to menstrual products nationwide, and in 2018 made menstrual hygiene products for free for students at all schools and universities. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
NASA did the country a solid Thursday when they landed an astrobiology rover on Mars.
This is why it's so important to congratulate the NASA workforce. They landed in the Jezero crater, but not just in the Jezero crater, at the River Delta. There is evidence of an ancient river there, and that River Delta that flows into the crater, which used to be a lake bed, landing in that is one of the hardest things NASA has ever done, and it appears, as of right now, it appears that they have successfully done that. The reason that matters is, if there is a chance to find signs of ancient life, that is the place to find it. So this is a very exciting day for NASA, for the United States, and certainly from me. Congratulations to the amazing work of the NASA team.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
4 minutes after the hour, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Jerry Keelan, Jay Kirshner here, writing, speaking, thinking, sort of clever stuff going on here most of the time. Sometimes it's pretty banal, but we do have our clever moments, and we celebrate those clever moments. When I think about clever, I don't think about the governor of Texas. I'm not sure what in the world was the reason for the thinking. It started with him and then went through their statewide political system, legislative system, to get Texas on an island. Those of you who are listening in Texas, but this has become a national conversation because of what the storm has done to the state, the blackouts.
Can I jump in here for a second?
Yeah.
I am so tired of making national disasters political. We have plenty of time to do that after the first week. I mean, there are people who still don't have power and are trying to boil water.
Yeah. They've got more freezing stuff coming to them.
Yeah, what's made me sick about this whole thing is everybody looking into who to blame 2 days after. You know what? There's going to be a whole list of people to blame a few days after. Is it the frozen turbine?
That happened though in California.
I mean, yeah, no, and this is the thing. Trump was all over
on why they decided to be an island. And not become part of the grid.
This is what drove me nuts about being in California and having wildfires. I mean, you had people who were still politicizing this before the fires were even put out. And it happens on both sides.
This is very political, Jennifer.
Look, I know. On my side of the aisle, my argument would be, where the hell is Joe Biden? He hasn't even spoken about Texas. He sent 60 generators. No, he hasn't. He hasn't made a statement. He took his day off
yesterday. What's he going to do? What's he going to do?
Make a statement. Like,
oh, come on. We're making a political thing about him taking a day off.
No, what I'm saying.
Trump attacked people while their houses were on fire in California.
This is the point.
Biden's not attacking people.
The point is that people on my side of the aisle are going to say that. People on your side of the aisle, Doug and Victoria, are going to say.
I'm not on. What are you talking about?
Well,
I'm not on any
side. Kind of where you are now. I know you float sides, but
no,
wherever you are, you're going to be critical of the
government. I want to clarify that. I am not on that side of the aisle. I don't want anybody to think that I support. I know it annoys me.
Okay.
Because just because I take a point of view that may be different from another point of view, then all of a sudden, and this has been going on, this is part of the cancel culture stuff that's been going on for years. When you are identified with a particular
thought, one's trying to cancel you. The point is that there's a lot of blame to go
around.
I'm not
a Biden supporter. I'm not a Kamala Harris supporter. I think some of the things they'll come up with are good. No, I'm going to straighten this out because it annoys the hell out of me when it gets applied to everything. We're back to talking about politics being applied to everything. I never have said that Trump was horrible. Often, I would say, in fact, that things that he did were good. I didn't care for his personality, and I didn't like the way that he expressed, how things are getting done, or I didn't like the way he attacked people. But the other side of it is that, Biden will have some things that he does that are good. The one that I have the hardest time with, is Harris. And so, but I don't want to be put into it.
This stuff doesn't matter when there's people that are freezing.
Well,
my point is that there are people on the right who have an argument. There are people on the left who have an argument.
I didn't.
I know, but it was about the attack on the governor.
The story.
Why it's happened, because I feel like we need to help
governor,
these people who are dying
in their
cars.
At the beginning of the conversation, I said the legislative process. That's what I said.
I think everyone can agree this is going to be reevaluated, right?
Absolutely, the main point
of this is the Texas 100%. Grid. That's where Doug began with this, before we got into the weeds. But for the record, though, Jen, Biden spoke with Abbott yesterday. Abbott talked about it in a press conference, saying that Biden has given his full support to whatever Texas needs.
It took him a week, and then he took the day off. And that's...
It took three months to deal with COVID. So, we can throw bombs
exactly,
all over the place
exactly.
if you want
that's
to.
Let's just move forward.
The vaccine development on day one. But the point is,
day one was not where it was.
In January, when he was first briefed about all of the stuff going on and when they first confirmed from the World Health Organization that there was COVID, he started that day reaching out to start Operation Warp Speed. But it doesn't matter about that stuff. Again, the point is not if it's the governor's failure at this point, if it's the power grid's failure at this point. I've listened to people because I've been listening to talk radio, and everybody's wanting to throw the Green New Deal under the bus, or they're wanting to throw the governor under the bus, depending on what side. Who cares? We'll get to that next week when it starts to get sunny in Dallas again. Let's not worry about all of that stuff right now.
Fly through
Hopefully.
Dallas tomorrow. That'll be a good ride.
People are starting to get their power back now, but this is a big deal.
Let's move to something. Well, this is something else. All right, I'm going to do a couple of things that are not political, but they may be construed because everything is political. I happen to have had great feelings for Bob Dole. I think he was one of the most interesting, one of the most accomplished politicians to have been around in my lifetime. He's 97 years old. We've talked this week a lot about Limbaugh dying of advanced lung cancer, and now Bob Dole has it as well. He was in the Senate in the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s, ran for president in 96. He says he's going to start treatment on Monday. He said, I've got some hurdles ahead. I know that I join a lot of Americans who face significant health challenges, but at 97, I wouldn't want to be facing this one, frankly. He's in the stage four bracket.
But it moves so slowly at that age. I mean, that might actually work to his advantage. I hate to say this, but did anyone else have to Google if he was still alive? I thought he had already died.
I had no idea that he was even still alive,
and I had no idea.
Okay, so we're going to make, is this political? He was chairman of the Republican National Committee from 1971 to 1973, ran for president as a Republican. Was it,
Is it political?
I'm talking about him, is that political? And, then, and now, if I talk about Ted Cruz and what a friggin' phony he is that political? I've never, I don't know anymore. And
well,
I get very
Ted
frustrated.
Cruz is political because both of these guys are political figures, but I don't think anybody.
But one's retired and one isn't. I think there's a big difference.
I don't think anybody giving good thoughts to Bob Dole is.
All right, political. So here's another one. I'll give you another example. We're all friends here, and it so bothers me. By the way, with Ted Cruz, there's an interesting pack that has been formed. It's called No Excuses, and it's running radio ads all around Texas. Pretty much every Texas radio station is playing ads show him, both radio and television ads, walking through the airport with his big gut hanging out.
I don't think that's going to work in his favor. You know, now his wife's text, I don't know if you guys saw this, his wife's text messages have been leaked, and they were planning to get away to the Four Seasons or the Ritz-Carlton or wherever in Cancun with some neighbors to just get away from the lack of power. They weren't supposed to come back till Sunday. They had confirmed it. So his whole statement is a total lie. He said, "Oh, I was only going overnight," and then he said it was for his daughters, and that's none of that is true. He got caught yesterday,
and he came out and said, "I handled this in a bad way," and good on him. I mean, for at least just saying, you know what, you're right, I caught.
I don't think he had a choice.
Well, I know, but you know, some politicians, how they just accelerate.
So here's something else. There's a new radio. It looks like it's going to develop into a radio show, but it's a podcast now, and it's being promoted by a number of black broadcasters aimed at reparations. There's a lot of discussion about reparations, so this is called The Big Payback. And when I saw this, I recoiled, and then I found out that your pal, and actually my friend Larry Elder, yesterday testified before a House committee on this reparation bill. And he said something that I thought was so intelligent, so easy to understand. So if you didn't hear it, I'm going to lay it on you, and then, you know, it can settle in and we can talk about it later. But in his testimony, he said, it's wrong to take money from people who never owned slaves and give it to people who never were slaves. That pretty much sums it up. And why all this hoo-ha about it at this point in time. This has been going on since I was a kid. They've been talking about reparations since the 50s, actually after the war. There are a lot of reasons when you look at and examine how black people of color, whatever it is. I saw something this week, people who are black, some people want to be called black, some people want to be called African-Americans. I don't know what to call them anymore, and I'm kind of tired.
I think everyone,
it's
just say black people. It's fine.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, so there is a if you go back to when I was a kid in the 50s, I didn't realize it until later. I think I studied when I was doing black studies in college. I realized how badly the blacks were treated during the Second World War and how they were shunned. And back to what I said in the last half hour, do you want to be in a foxhole with a black guy? You know, that was the kind of stuff that went on with some of the white soldiers. But the going back, this continuing, that's when this sort of stuff started. In the 60s, Martin Luther King never suggested this, but it sort of came around that aura at that time with a lot of the other black leaders during the 64 March and what went on after that. There ought to have been reparations for what happened during slavery. I don't know how to look upon that because I don't have that experience. I don't know what it was like to be that way, and neither does anybody else because we weren't alive then. Maybe you read some of the books about it and see some of the things that are being focused on now. But there is hardly anything that's more wrong-headed than to take money from people who never owned slaves and give it to people who never were. I think Larry has said what there needs to be said. Matter of fact, maybe that's too much of a hot potato to put on our social media, but It's something that I think is...
I think a lot of people can understand that, you know, when you look at, and Native Americans fall into this category too, when you look at, I mean, our country, every federal building, college campuses, the White House, built on the backs of slaves. And so when you look, and then when you take away the land that was actually stolen from indigenous people and from black farmers, when you, that is a, in and of itself, I think that a lot of people can, a lot of people can say in a macro sense, yes, you know, something, there's, the scales were definitely tipped against
them. Let's look at it this way, Victoria.
But let me finish the sentence. So what I'm saying, though, is a lot of people feel, and this is how I feel, and my friends have all, we've talked about this in our group, and my parents, we all feel like, yes, it would be nice if something could be done, but obviously taking money from me today, my family, we genealogically have gone back. We never owned slaves. So, yes, it would be wrong to take money from my pocket today to give to someone else. That's not the answer. But there has to be some other systemic answer that can
help offset
those issues.
That point I agree with, and I will tell you from my agrarian roots, black farmers are getting screwed 85 ways from Sunday in this country at the moment.
And it's still happening every day.
Yeah, and it isn't just farming, but I know that because I know that world better than anything else other than the broadcasting world, and I know...
Now, the answer isn't to take your farm and give it to someone. That's not the answer.
Yeah.
But
you're
we have to come up
farm.
With... Oh, okay, but
make
down.
It easier for them to borrow the money because...
That's what I'm
black,
talking about systemically.
You can't borrow money
right.
from banks, and it's even harder to get money out of the government if you're black. Because of the people
who run the system needs to change. It doesn't need to fall on individuals. Yeah.
Right.
I think most reasonable people who aren't, you know, completely prejudiced, I think would agree with that. You know, so, but I think that this becomes such a hot button issue because everybody needs to dumb everything down and make it into this one little sentence of, well, we're going to take your money and we're going to give it to black people. And then it fearmongers, it scares people.
Yeah, I think systemically, making changes to even things out, absolutely. I don't think anybody has a problem with that. I think
the idea, though,
is that reparations come with a check, and the check may not feel like it's coming from you, Victoria, or you, Doug, but it is coming. If it's coming from the government, it is coming from us.
Yeah, of course it's coming from all of us who pay taxes. Right, exactly.
Right.
47.
Well, black people pay taxes, too, so it's not like they're not.
Well, I think if you were actually wanted to go through the stats...
Actually, you'd be surprised with property taxes. You would be shocked at how much
taxes.
More black people pay in property tax than white people on average.
Well, the percentages,
you would be shocked.
Yeah. Right. Well, you look
it's
around, again, it's
shocking.
Another example.
And their homes are devalued. And their homes are devalued. I mean,
neighborhoods
are
devalued.
Crazy. Yeah,
but you know what the other side of that is, Victoria? When you really get down to the roots of it, the way there's been a lot of black housing, or a lot of federally funded housing, subsidized housing in my neck of the woods, and it seems that more black people live in those for, you know, the reason we keep going back and back and back, and so why are there more black people in it, why are there more black people in jail, yada yada yada, there's a reason for it. It is systemic, but then there is the reality of how these people take care of those buildings. There was one building, and I was kind of chuckling at the Trump building being imploded in Atlantic City the other day. And I was thinking about what was happening in one of the towns near me, where a building that had been put up in 1974, that was a public housing building, had to be destroyed because it was destroyed, and then they just tore it down. And they're thinking about putting another Section 8, they call it here, Section 8 housing neighborhood in this. Big field, and you know, then people say, "Well, why are we going to put another up? They'll just destroy it again." So there's a question, man. It really is. All right. Speaking of questions, are you helping yourself breathe easier? Are you trying to strengthen your lungs? Please join with me and the ladies here on the DJV program to clear the things out of your nose every morning with Navage. It's a revolutionary method to naturally loosen up the phlegm and the stuff that's stuck in your nose. You can feel it working when you first use it. You'll feel it. So feel it and use it. Find out about it at Navage.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, it's 53 after the hour now in the DJV world. It's time for our Tech Talk, a review of the top five items this week, in fact, courtesy of DJVer Victoria Keelan, who goes from five to number one. Number five is Spotify. We're spot on with Spotify here, it looks like, Victoria.
Right, and the reason Spotify was in the news this week is because they're jumping on the remote work bandwagon in a major way. They announced that they are now going to allow their employees to choose if they'd like to work from home permanently. They also can choose what country they want to live in. So if you're living in a specific city or state because of your job, you no longer are tied to that, which is pretty cool. The reason that people are paying attention to this is because a lot of the work from home situations are really, a lot of companies base themselves off of what the tech companies model. And so when we see Facebook allowing people to work from home until this July, or, you know, any of the other major companies, Google and things like that, whatever they do in terms of office atmosphere and environment, that tends to kind of become a pattern. So a lot of people are paying attention to how, I guess you would say, generous Spotify is being with allowing that kind of flexibility. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. All right. Number four, online romance scams. Look out.
Yeah, the FBI has been warning people that online romance scams are on the rise in a major way. There were almost 24,000 relationship fraud complaints reported to the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center in 2020. That was up 5,000 more from the year before. This added up to $605 million in financial losses. That's just like, and that's $125 million more than the year before. That's how much people were scammed in the year 2020. I know a lot of single people were home. People who were married who were home and stuck with their spouses were on the dating sites, on the DL. So a lot of this stuff is through the dating sites. Tinder, Hinge, Match, and OkCupid reported a 12% increase in users alone. And, of course, along with that, lots of catfishing. So just, if you're on these sites, you have to be really, really careful. Do not lose your money to a catfish.
All right, number three is a focus on the Google Maps app.
Yeah, Google Maps is adding a couple new useful features, the ability to pay for parking or to buy a train ticket right through the Google Maps app. So Google Maps is integrating two mobile parking payment systems called Passport and Park Mobile. Both offer the ability to find, pay for, and replenish your parking meters or parking lot fees through just using the Google Maps app. All you have to do, essentially, you don't need to use it to navigate to your destination, but when you get to your destination, because I know, Doug, you had said earlier this week on the DJV show that you like using Waze over Google Maps. A lot of people do. So all you need to do is when you reach your destination, pull up Google Maps, and you'll see pay for parking. There's a button that pops up, and anywhere you are, it will do through GPS. It will allow you to pay for your parking. If you're far enough away from your car that you don't want to run back and feed the meter, you can also do it right through the app, which is pretty cool. And you can buy train tickets. They're starting out in Boston and Cincinnati and Houston, LA, New York, DC, and then they're adding more cities, but that's also another convenient kind of cool thing that Google Maps is doing.
All right. Well, in all of our minds is, or many people's minds anyway, is how to schedule a vaccine shot. So we have some sites here to announce. Yes.
Yeah, this is a very frustrating thing for not just, you know, people that we know directly. It took me 2 weeks to get an appointment for my mom. We couldn't get one for my dad. And luckily, when my mom went in to get her first shot, she told the nurse that her husband, who also qualified, was sitting in the car. And the nurse was so sweet and allowed my dad to go in and get his shot, too. And I think it's worth asking. I really do. If you have a shot and your partner or spouse or loved one who qualifies isn't on the list yet, just ask. It can't hurt. But in the meantime, there are some sites that are really helpful. NBC News created a very simple website. It's nbcnews.com/specials/plan-your-vaccine, and that will help you locate places of where you can get an appointment. GoodRx, the prescription app, that also has a link that they will help you try to find a vaccine site. And, of course, CVS is now launching nationally. They're booking appointments, and they're going by really quickly, but if you stay on that site and keep checking, you might have some good luck there.
Right. Number one, more scams.
Yeah, this is extra heartbreaking. So in Texas, as we know, this has been a really, really tough week for the people of Texas. So many millions of people without power, and it's especially cold right now. And so a lot of the government, FEMA and a lot of the government agencies there are warning people that there are disaster scammers on the loose. I didn't even know that was a thing until this, but they're calling people up. They're pretending that they're going to turn your power back on. They're taking your financial information. Do not give out anything over the phone. No gas or electric company needs your information over the phone to turn your power back on. So just don't fall for it.
Yeah, there's a lot of that stuff, so keep that in mind. Those are the top five technology stories this week. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.